Phoneboy Speaks, episode 228, Constructive Criticism. To be clear, the thing that I'm about to bring up is not something that I'm always 100% good at either. And it has to do with, with laying criticism on, other people's work, I guess. And I try to be mindful of the fact if it's somebody that if it's a person, right? Or a couple of people, right? That I'm not going to come out and say it sucks because of X. And as I say, I'm not perfect at this. I'm sure I've done this on numerous occasions. But rather than just say something offhand that's not helpful, right? It's to say, well, look, I don't like it because it doesn't do these things, or it does this in this weird way, and that's a lot harder to argue with that, right? I don't like it because, or it doesn't work for me because it does this thing this way or whatever. But what's worse is that there are, there are developers that will work with other developers on something and then go criticize that developer's work later on because it leaves something to be desired or whatever. And honestly, I don't get that, right? I mean, because a fellow developer should have some appreciation for the amount of work it takes to actually do something. And yeah, you don't have to like it, but you also can express that opinion in a way that's like, well, it doesn't work for me because of XYZ, rather than just saying, well, it leaves a lot to be desired, or some other offhanded comment that's ultimately just not helpful. As a user, I try to make a point to be supportive to developers, especially in app.net, which is still a fairly nascent community, and a lot of the value from app.net comes from the stuff that developers create. So I tend to be very supportive of the different developers in the programs, and again, there's some products I like more than others, and I think that's fair. But I certainly try and support them all is to the best I can, and I will certainly give them feedback where I think it's appropriate. But I'm not going to come out and say, I think your product sucks. I think there's one case I did that, and probably because it was very popular too. That's the other thing that happens with criticism, right? It's very easy to be dismissive and such when everybody else is doing it. And so it's, those are situations where, it's very easy to just sort of pile on and just say, oh, yeah, I agree, that sucks, and not really give anything constructive as feedback. I'm not saying that you can't be critical of other people's work, but at least be mindful of the fact that there's a person there behind it, or maybe a couple people, and that they might have pride in what they're doing. And 99% of the time, most developers are appreciative of constructive feedback. They may say, no, well, I disagree. And as a developer, it's their right to say, no, I'm not going to do that. But they generally appreciate the feedback, and they appreciate that people care enough about what they did to give some feedback, right? I mean, that's what it's about. So, but as I say, there are much more constructive ways to do it. And also just, be mindful of the fact that people do help you, and, you might get help from a developer, and then, they may not be willing to help you anymore if you're going to be, that kind of a, you're going to make those kinds of comments. So just, I don't know. I guess the old saying is, what comes around goes around. And I try to put as much good out as I can in the world, and sometimes I'm less successful than others, but I think that, let's say, there's a better way to express your opinions about other people's work, and you express your what you dislike about it, rather than just make offhanded comments that quite frankly just could sound very hurtful, even if they're not intended that way. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find the ways to contact me and past episodes of the podcast on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.